Today's reading in Acts 4 is connected to a miracle story in Acts 3. In Acts 3, Peter and John prayed for a man they had seen every day at the temple, but this time they saw him with a fresh power from the Holy Spirit, which they received in Acts 2. Because of that, they were able to see this lame man walk. Peter and John told the people that Jesus did this miracle. That's where we pick up our story in Acts 4. The people who saw the miracle and heard their story became Christians, 5,000 of them. There was another group listening who did not believe. This is Acts 4, 1 through 3. As they were speaking to the people, the priests and the captain of the temple guard and the Sadducees came up to them, being greatly disturbed because they were teaching the people and proclaiming in Jesus the resurrection from the dead. And they laid hands on them and put them in jail until the next day, for it was already evening. The miracle and the message landed Peter and John in jail. And after questioning them, this is what happened in verses 18 through 20. When they had summoned them, they commanded them not to speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said to them, "Whether it is right in the sight of God to give heed to you rather than to God, you be the judge, for we cannot stop speaking about what we have seen and heard." The authorities told Peter and John not to speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus. Let me say this about the Christian and our government. Talking about Romans 13, Pastor John R.W. Stott says that we are to submit right up to the point where obedience to the state would entail disobedience to God. At that point, our Christian duty is to disobey the state in order to obey God. If the state misuses its God-given authority to either to command what God forbids or to forbid what God commands, we have to say no to the state in order to say yes to Christ. As John Calvin said, obedience to man must not become disobedience to God. And that is where this story lands us. The Jewish authorities told Peter and John that they could no longer speak in the name of Jesus, which has to be no to the state in order for them to say yes to Christ. So Peter told the authorities that that would be impossible for them. They didn't have the ability not to not, said Peter, "We cannot stop." Dr. E.V. Hill, one of the great Baptist preachers, preached on this when Peter's challenged the no-speaking rule of the courts. Listen to what Dr. E.V. Hill said. "Peter spoke up and said, 'You'll have to judge whether or not we should obey you or obey God. But as for us, we have a condition and it's contagious. It's called the I can't help it. We couldn't stop if we wanted to. We could not stop in spite of your threats, and we're not spectators, but we're participators. No matter how you have threatened us and forbidden us to preach by this name, we will continue to do it because we can't help it. This isn't something we can cut off and cut on. We were with Jesus when he turned water to wine. We were right there with him when he hollered to Lazarus to come forth, and we were there when he gave sight to the blind. Don't tell us to shut up. We've got evidence." They said on the basis that they were going to keep on preaching Jesus because we can't help it. You and I need that can't help it condition too. We all do.